Blessed and praised be the name of the Lord for the great grace which He has given us to be gathered here in His holy name. From my side, I would like to welcome all of you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, wishing you all God's blessing. And also those who are joining us online via the internet, we greet all of you. We are really grateful for all who have come with an expecting heart to hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches. And all who hear will hear. We are confident that the Lord will bless us tonight richly, and we are in great expectation. We have heard already wonderful songs and hymns, and also we would like to praise our Lord now together. Let us start with song number 9 from this little booklet. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Number 9, Blessed Assurance. Is this right, brothers and sisters? Amen. Wonderful. We tune in. Song number 23. Jesus is tenderly calling. 23.
Jesus kommt freundlich, verwonnen auf Haus. Jesus kommt freundlich, Jesus kommt freundlich. Komm aus dem Dunkel der Sünde heraus. Jesu Gnade der Gott. Jesus kommt freundlich.
Thank you. Yes, the Lord is still calling today. And whoever hears his call, he will not cast out. He can come to him. And peace and joy he will receive. Now, we would like to read a word for introduction. Afterward, Brother Alfred Borg will pray with us. From 2 Corinthians. Chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I would like that we all stand up for it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we are all dead. We are all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all this is the work of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did besiege us by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. Amen. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege to be gathered here tonight. We believe also that you are present through your Holy Spirit. You did speak to us already through this wonderful word. We thank you. You were in Christ and you reconciled us unto yourself. We thank you for everything, for what you have done for us on the cross of Calvary. Lord, we have come tonight to receive your blessing. We ask you together, bless our brother, lead him through your Holy Spirit. For we have come to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Lord, we thank you. We also feel now your presence. Pass over no one. Don't bypass anyone in this building. Meet all our needs. Heal all the sick. Comfort the brokenhearted. Make all things well. Lord, come to your right with all of us. Speak through your word to our hearts, so that the last ones are called. If brothers and sisters are in our midst who cannot yet believe, who have not responded to your call, who have not received the sending of your prophet, please open their hearts, open their ears and eyes, so that you can enter in, so that the truth can set us free. We thank you and we praise you for your presence, for the power of your Holy Spirit. Please, Lord, don't pass us by. Don't pass anyone by. But bless each believer from the power from on high and fulfill every promise which you have given to your people, which are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. Please come to your right. Lord, we thank you. We are looking forward. Your coming is so near. May this service contribute that we come closer to you, that we are ready when you will appear, so that we are full of the Holy Spirit, so that our lights are burning, and that we have enough oil. Please grant it. Please bless all who are connected via the internet, worldwide. Lord, you are omnipresent. You are an infinite God. You can be everywhere, worldwide, at the same time. Speak to your people. We thank you for it, that you are doing it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us sing, Only Believe. Thou art worthy. You may be seated. It's really a great privilege that we can be gathered at this place from near and far, from near and far. We have today visit from Canada, from South Africa, and from all over Europe. To the Lord be the thanks also for that, that worldwide it can be listened and watched. God really took care for everything. Today, very briefly, we will ask our brother Michael to speak, and also our brother Nobel Gill. Please, both of you, stand up so that all can see you. These are the two brothers who accompanied me on my last missionary trip in Dubai and in Pakistan. From the first to the last hour, they accompanied me. Thank you. Brother Nobel Gill, I met him for the first time in 1972 in a Bible school. I have heard him. And then he has heard me, he has seen me. And also as a Bible teacher, he just, from the first day on, from the first hour on, He received grace from God to receive, to believe, and to take his stand for the truth. The Lord God blessed him and also the whole country. Afterward, we will ask our brothers from Canada and whoever has a word of greeting to say, we will ask them to do it. As the first one, firstly, I would like to give you just briefly all the greetings. Greetings from Brother Müller and all his own from the North Sea. Greetings from Brother Mbie, from the whole church. Greetings from Brother Jacques from the Ivory Coast. Greetings from Brother Graf. Greetings from Brother Mwamba. Greetings from Lubumbashi. Greetings from Brother Inodi. Greetings from the Ivory Coast again. Greetings from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. Greetings from Brother from Solomon, Dublin. Greetings from the brethren from the DRC. Greetings from Brother Ellis from Edmonton and from Brother Cecil from Pretoria and Brother Adi from Romania and from Turin. Then greetings from Mozambique, Angola, Brazil, Portugal, and then from Brother Etienne Genton, from Brother Moses, from Denver, Colorado, Brother Chauffeur Kigali, Brother Ferry from Budapest. Greetings from the brethren Bujumbura and from Burundi. Greetings from Brother Daniel Katende. Greetings from Kyrgyzstan. Greetings from Brother Nelson. Greetings from Benin. Greetings
from Brother Tsongo.
From Brother Tsongo. Greetings from Brother Joseph from Atlanta. Greetings from one moment. Greetings to all. He doesn't say from where. Then once again, greetings from Kolwezi. Greetings from Brother Trapani. Greetings. And Sister Cook from Australia. Greetings from Brother Gajewski and all who are with him. Greetings from Cuba. Greetings from Brother Gaitan from Lima. Greetings from Brother Roger, Rwanda. Greetings from Brother John from Bucharest. Greetings from Brother Bucasso. Greetings from Dr. Chawawa from Zimbabwe. And then greetings from Brother and Sister Lake and Anderson from New Zealand. Greetings from Brother Bruce from Cape Town. And greetings from Dakota, USA. Greetings from Sister Jill Song. Greetings from Brother Lau Wien from the DRC. And greetings once again from Cape Town. Greetings from Romania, Brother Christian. Greetings from Brother Lupondo. Greetings from Brother Bulumba. Greetings from our Brother Herbert Zotzmann and all of them who belong to the family in Peru. Greetings from Brother Motika. Then once again, greetings from Brother Enoch. And greetings from Burundi. Greetings from Da Silva. Greetings from Brother Deo. greetings from Holvitis and all from Finland. Then greetings from Karl Heinz, whoever that might be. Greetings from the Ivory Coast. So, now we are through. We are just so grateful. Grateful with all our hearts that all over the earth can listen, can see. And also special greetings from Brother Lukram from Nepal. And we are grateful to God, although I don't know the newest state, but the newest state was more than 6,600 people who died through this terrible earthquake in Nepal. And our brother reported to us that no one of our brothers and sisters were hurt, were affected. No one. God has really given grace. Yes, we may really be grateful to our Lord for everything. Now, before we ask our brother Michael to say us a few words, is Brother Andrew in our midst? Brother Andrew from Canada, is he here today? I met him on Sunday, last Sunday in Zurich. Is he here?
Nobody knows.
But Brother Nyagi from Nairobi, where are you? Please, just a word of greeting. No sermon, just a word of greeting. God bless you, brother. Also, one of the first in Nairobi, in the whole country.
I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ich grüße euch im Namen unseres Herrn Jesus Christus.
And I bring you greetings.
Ich bringe euch Grüße.
From the children of promise, like you.
Von den Kindern der Verheißung, wie auch ihr es seid.
Who have received the word of promise.
Die das Wort der Verheißung aufgenommen haben.
And have been sealed with the word, with the spirit of promise.
Und sie werden versiegelt mit dem Geist Gottes.
Amen. God bless you.
Gott segne euch. Amen. And God bless you. Wen haben wir noch?
Whom else have we got? Who comes from overseas and who would like to give us a word of greeting. Just feel free. And if not, then we ask Brother Michael to tell us a few words. Brother Arben, would you like to translate him? Please come. Please come, Brother Arben.
Just a brief summary.
A brief summary, please.
God bless you. Yeah. Amen. Yes.
I greet you all in the precious name of our Savior and Redeemer, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes. Ich grüße euch alle im teuren Namen unseres Erlösers und Erretters, Jesus Christus.
Yeah. I'm glad to be here today among the saints.
Yeah. Ich bin froh, hier in der Mitte der Heiligen zu sein.
And I was really blessed on our last trip to Dubai and Pakistan.
Yeah. Ich war sehr gesegnet in der letzten Reise nach Dubai und nach Pakistan.
And briefly, I would say a few things.
Yeah. Ein paar Sachen will ich kurz erwähnen.
When we went to Dubai,
als wir nach Dubai geflogen sind,
people over there heard the message of the hour for the first time.
Da haben die Leute das Wort der Stunde zum ersten Mal gehört.
The same message which proceeded from Jerusalem.
Dieselbe Botschaft, dasselbe Wort, das von Jerusalem aus gegangen ist.
On the day of Pentecost.
Am Pfingsttage.
Where 17 nationalities heard that message.
Wo 17 Nationen versammelt waren und das Wort gehört
the
haben.
The credit goes to Krefel.
Dann danken wir Gott.
Wir danken the message Gott, of the hour is going to the whole world now.
Die Botschaft der Stunde, die ganze Welt erreicht.
Yeah. And the work of the Lord, which started with 17 nations.
Und der Herr hat sein Werk damals angefangen mit 17 Sprachen.
We will see in New Jerusalem.
Im neuen Jerusalem.
All the nationalities will be there.
Werden alle Nationen vertreten sein.
Amen.
Amen.
Thankful to the word of the Lord.
Wir danken Gott für sein Wort.
And a couple of things I want to say.
Und noch ein paar Sachen wollte ich erwähnen.
And when we went to Lahore.
Als wir nach Lahore, Pakistan,
a city
gegangen
of Pakistan,
sind, ja, in Pakistan,
and I was, this was a pastor seminar there,
und da war ein Bibellehrerseminar,
and I was taking Brother Frank back to the hotel,
da habe ich Bruder Frank danach zurück zum Hotel gebracht,
and in the car I asked Brother Frank,
und ich habe Bruder Frank im Auto auf dem Rückweg gefragt,
I can never forget that,
und das kann ich nicht vergessen,
I asked Brother Frank,
ich habe ihn gefragt,
Brother Frank, I could arrange an interview of you on the TV.
Bruder Frank, ich kann ein Interview im Fernsehen arrangieren.
If you don't feel tired,
wenn du dich nicht müde fühlst,
I can take you on a TV station.
Bring ich dich zu dieser TV-Station.
Because every day we were having meetings.
Weil wir jeden Tag auch Versammlungen hatten.
The only time there was no meeting.
Die einzige Zeit, wo keine Versammlung war.
On the days when we were traveling abroad.
Das waren die Tage, wo wir gereist sind.
And every day there was a meeting.
So hatten wir also jeden Tag Versammlungen.
We were giving Brother Frank rest on only on those days.
Bruder Frank konnte nur ruhen,
when we were flying,
als wir geflogen sind.
But it was no rest for me or Brother Gil.
Für mich oder Bruder Gil, wir
even,
hatten keine
even
Pause.
On those days we were doing the meetings.
Wir hatten in diesen Tagen auch.
We were giving rest to Brother Frank.
Wir haben Bruder Frank die
so
Ruhe
I
gegönnt,
asked Brother Frank.
Und ich bitte Bruder Frank.
I said,
darum,
Brother Frank, if you're not feeling tired.
Ich fragte ihn, fühlst du dich nicht müde?
I can arrange a TV interview for you.
Dann kann ich für dich ein TV-Interview arrangieren.
He kept silent for a little while.
Und dann hat er einen Moment geschwiegen.
And he said to me.
Und sagte zu mir.
He was in the front seat of the car.
Er war vorne sitzen.
I was at the back seat.
Ich saß hinten.
He said to me, he said, I tell you, Brother Michael.
Ich sage dir, Bruder Michael, antwortete er.
This is the last call.
Das ist der letzte Ruf.
This is the final call.
Das ist der allerletzte
which
Ruf.
Which will go on the TV.
Der auf dem Fernsehen gehen wird.
I tell you, my brothers and sisters.
Und ich sage euch, Brüder und Schwestern.
I was paying full attention to what Brother Frank was saying.
Ich habe ganz genau zugehört, was mir da gesagt wurde.
A good student has to open his ears when the teacher is saying something.
Ja, ein guter Schüler muss ganz genau zuhören, wenn der
when
Lehrer spricht.
When he said this is the final call.
Als er sagte, das ist der letzte Ruf.
In his deep voice he said, Brother Michael, this is the final call.
Sagte, Bruder Michael, das ist der allerletzte Ruf.
His words went through my bones.
Und das ging mir durch Mark und Bein.
I was struggling to hold my tears.
Und ich konnte meine Tränen
with joy.
Weil ich froh war.
Because the reason is,
denn der Grund dafür ist,
only an eagle can tell,
nur ein Adler,
when it is about to be a storm,
wenn ein Sturm kommt.
Because eagle can feel in his wings,
denn der Adler kann es in seinen Flügeln fühlen,
and he will fly over the storm,
und dann wird er über den
right
Sturm
to the
fliegen,
top.
Ganz hoch hinauf.
And when Brother Frank said to me,
und als Bruder Frank sagte,
this is the final call,
dies ist der letzte Ruf,
I was holding my tears with joy.
Dann habe ich
that the Lord is coming soon.
Dass der Herr bald kommt.
And when we went on TV,
und als wir im Fernsehen waren,
when we went on TV, the owner of the TV,
dann sagte der Inhaber der TV-Station,
he was having breakfast with his family.
Wir hatten nämlich Frühstück mit seiner
he invited
Familie.
On the breakfast.
Und ja, wir hatten Frühstück.
Oh, we said no.
Und wir wollten nicht teilhaben.
And then he asked Brother Frank,
und er sagte Bruder Frank,
he said, Brother Frank, I want
ihn,
to know about your ministry.
Bruder Frank, ich will von deinem Dienst wissen.
And as usual, Brother Frank started with Brother Branham.
Und wie üblich hat Bruder Frank Zeugnis von dem Dienst Bruder Branhams abgelegt.
And I said to Brother Frank,
und ich sagte zu Bruder
I said,
Frank,
excuse me, Brother Frank,
entschuldige bitte.
Maybe this gentleman doesn't know about Brother Branham.
Vielleicht weiß der Mann nichts von Bruder Branham.
He said to me, the owner said to me,
und er sagte, der Inhaber der TV-Station,
I was a little child, he said,
ich war ein kleiner Junge,
when my grandfather told me about William Branham.
Und mein Großvater hat mir von William Branham erzählt.
And I kept quiet after that.
Und dann habe ich meinen Mund gehalten.
So when we went on TV,
und als wir im Fernsehen waren,
all the questions he asked,
alles was gefragt wurde an
it
Fragen,
was all about Brother Branham.
Ging es nur um Bruder Branham.
So the message went on in 56 countries.
Und die Botschaft ist in 56
mostly
Ländern
in Islamic countries
ausgestrahlt worden, und zwar in islamischen
TV.
Ländern im Fernsehen.
And then lastly,
und zuletzt,
when we went to Karachi,
Als wir nach Karachi gefahren sind,
it was the pastor of the Assembly of God.
Da war ein Pastor von den Assemblies of God.
And the message went for about a couple of hours.
Und die Predigt dauerte so ein paar Stunden.
Everybody was sitting down there.
Und jeder saß.
It was right on the third floor of the building.
Und es war in der dritten Etage des
Gebäudes. As we went upstairs,
und wir sind nach oben gegangen.
There was nothing to hold on the sides.
Da konnte man sich nicht festhalten.
And
an der Seite am Geländer oder so.
And there were two elderly men with me.
Und da waren zwei alte Männer mit mir.
While on the third floor when we went,
und als wir dann an die dritte Etage
kamen, I was exhausted.
War ich schon müde.
But Brother Frank wasn't.
Und Bruder Frank war es
he
nicht.
He preached for 2 hours.
Er hat 2 Stunden gepredigt.
And in the end, the pastor said to me.
Und dann sagte der Pastor zu mir.
In the end, when he was closing the meeting,
als die Versammlung geschlossen wurde,
he said, "We have heard the preaching for many years here."
Er sagte, wir haben hier jahrelang
Predigten
gehört.
But tonight we heard the word of God.
Aber heute haben wir das Wort Gottes
gehört. I was really blessed.
Ich war gesegnet.
And when Brother Frank was preaching,
und als Bruder Frank predigte,
I was struggling to control my tears.
Konnte ich kaum meine Tränen zurückhalten.
While I was translating for Brother Frank.
Sich nämlich die Übersetzung für die Predigt
and
machte.
Everybody in the meeting were blessed.
Und alle in der Versammlung waren gesegnet.
And lastly, the Muslim person,
und diese muslimische Person zuletzt
he
noch,
was, he was a protocol officer,
der hat protokolliert.
And he took Brother Frank right up to the aeroplane.
Und er hat Bruder Frank direkt zum Flughafen gebracht.
When he came back,
als er zurückkam,
to see me and Brother Gil,
als er mich und Bruder Gil dann
he was in tears. He said, "I've never met such a man of God."
Ich habe noch nie so einen Mann
he
Gottes
said, when he was
gesehen,
departing from
gehört,
Pakistan,
als er von Pakistan verließ,
he was
Pakistan
in tears,
war er in Tränen.
And he was blessing Pakistan.
Und er hat Pakistan
he was
gesegnet.
Praying for Pakistan.
Und er hat Pakistan für Pakistan gebeten.
And that really touched his heart.
Und das hat diesen Menschen berührt.
That's all I had to say.
Das wollte ich sagen.
May God bless you all.
Gott segne euch alle.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Ja, ja, ja.
Yes.
Es ist wirklich urgewaltig.
It's really powerful.
Das war eine Reise
this was a
wie
journey
nie zuvor.
As never before.
Es waren Ausnahmen, es gab
there were exceptions.
Und Außergewöhnliches.
There were extraordinary
das,
things happening.
Was wir diesmal
but that what we experienced this time, also under police protection, from my arrival up to my departure, the man was with me with a rifle in the car, sometimes 4 policemen in the meetings to watch over the meeting. I tell you, and as our brother mentioned it, that with this man on the TV, he said, listen, my grandfather, he told me about William Branham. What can you tell me? And you all know, I don't preach Brother Branham, I preach Jesus Christ. But nevertheless, on that what God was doing, we cannot bypass it. And when I then answered the questions, around half an hour passed, and there was a break, and then the same man said, you have to preach another hour. You have to speak about what God has put on your heart for another hour. And then he said that all 23 Arabic Islamic countries will hear the same message on their stations. And all together, 56 nations have heard the same sermons which were held there. That really, the tears rolled down my cheeks. And the thanksgiving went up to God. You all know, I traveled throughout the world, but the Arabic world They didn't open their doors yet, but this time God has really given grace upon grace. And as our brother Michael mentioned, this Pentecostal preacher, he really came then to the front, and before the whole meeting he confessed, years we have heard sermons, years after years, but today we have heard the word of God. Not so. It's just wonderful that God has his people all over. And as it was said to Abraham, that God would bless all nations. And Paul lines it out in Ephesians chapter 3 and also in Galatians chapter 3, that in Christ Jesus our Lord, all nations are blessed. And brothers and sisters, it really touches my heart anew when I think about it, that we really found grace in the sight of God. This is not a theory. This is not an imagination. This is divine reality. As Moses was praying then, if I have found grace in thy sight, then let me know thy ways. And what could John the Baptist emphasize as the main thing? He said, I baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who comes after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Who were the 3,000 people who on the day of Pentecost were baptized in the Spirit? There, the man who could say, as a friend of the bridegroom, he said, this my joy is now complete. The bride made their start like this. And as then at that time, the message was preached, and all who believed them, and all who obeyed it by baptism, they were prepared to receive the Spirit baptism. Brothers and sisters, the message which God has given us is the word of our God for this time. And if we use the term message, then only because Brother Branham really received it from the supernatural light, from the cloud. It was said to him, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so the message which was given to you will forerun the second coming of Christ. This is a divine commission on which we cannot bypass. We cannot bypass it. You can all read it. In Luke 7, the scribes, at that time, they rejected the counsel of God and they were not baptized by John. The scribes in our time, they reject the counsel of God because they refuse to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, everything is repeating. But as John the Baptist could say at that time, this my joy is now complete. The hearts were prepared For that, what God has done at the beginning of the New Testament church. And so, our hearts now are just being tuned in and prepared and are in great expectation of that, what God will finally do. And without us, there's no completion. Only with us, who we are now believing with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all that is within us, believing with all our hearts, as the Scripture has said it. Today, I've heard two wonderful testimonies of healings of cancer, just very powerful. And we may be acquainted now, we can be confident that God will confirm His word, that we really take Him at His word, and knowing not only promises. It was a promise in the Old Testament, but reality in the New Testament. In His stripes, we were healed. We have heard a wonderful word for the introduction. Even that to us, was given the ministry of reconciliation. And we must really say it in every meeting, unless, except one is born again, otherwise he cannot see the kingdom of God. Because that what is born of the flesh is flesh, and flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Likewise, in every meeting, we can emphasize God was in Christ and reconciled the world unto Himself. In the same way, we can today say aloud, "Be ye reconciled with God." All the reconciled ones receive forgiveness, grace, and salvation. They recognize what God has done and what He is doing right now. Many things are keeping me busy. Every time when I read the Scripture, I always find something which I would like to share with everybody. Today, I read a few scriptures, and I would like, after this missionary report, I would like to read a few verses now from the prophet Daniel. Before we go into the word, with us, it's really not only about doctrinal things. With us, it is about, as we read and as we have written in the last circular letter, the calling out, the separation, the preparation in the love and in the Word of God. And gratefully we recognized and acknowledged that God has pardoned us in such a way that everything what Brother Branham has preached, that we can believe it and that we can find it again in the Word. And here, in the prophet Daniel, in the 9th chapter, it's written in verse 22 and 23, there's something written which we have to pay attention to. Daniel 9, verse 22 and 23. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. And now it comes. At the beginning of thy supplications, the word of God came forth, the commandment came forth, and I'm come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. And now comes that, what must be emphasized now. Therefore, understand the matter, give heed to the word, and consider the vision, understand the revelation. Therefore, give heed to the word, so that you understand the revelation correctly. The German Bible. Brothers and sisters, the man was praying, and already Gabriel went on his way to give them this admonition. Give heed to the word, understand the matter, and understand the revelation correctly, precisely. Was that not the leading of God in all the past years, that we gave heed to the word precisely, to understand every revelation correctly which God has given to Brother Branham? Amen. And if I make this remark here, that there are so many directions who all refer to Brother Branham, but not referring to the word, not giving heed to the word. And all are going in diverse directions, bypassing the word. So this admonition is just very, very precious, like gold. And blessed are we if we pay attention to it. Give heed to the word, understand the matter, so that you understand the revelation precisely. We have sung wonderful choruses, and we are also grateful to the choir for the wonderful songs. In all the songs and hymns, the Lord God is praised and glorified. And we are brought closer to the proclamation. But so much we understood, that the church at the beginning was one heart and one soul. And that really the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place in this divine harmony. Likewise, in the same way it is now. No special doctrines, no compromise, but giving heed to the word. Give heed to the word precisely, so that you understand the revelation correctly. To this, I wrote down some scriptures. The Lord was always asking, did you understand what I have told you? Whether in Matthew 13, everywhere one can read it. And then up to Luke chapter 24, where the Lord opened the understanding for the scripture to the disciples. Shall I read it? Shall I tell you briefly what I mean today? This is the question about Elijah. Do you know how many scriptures I was reading, about it, and of all kinds of things, what is being said about it, up to Elijah will come, and Elijah will come, and Elijah has come already. If one summarizes all these scriptures, and if one takes them back into the Word, then one has a complete, a perfect answer. Just take one. If you take only one statement, then, and this is what became the fall for the Jews. At that time, they were waiting for Elijah. And for us, and addressed to us, our Lord said, Elijah shall come and will restore all things. For the Jews who were waiting for Elijah, he said, Elijah has come already. And they didn't recognize him. Both is correct. Both is right. But both must be placed into the Word, up to the Gospel of John, chapter 1. When John was asked whether he is Elijah, he said, no, I am not. And then he gives the answer that he is the voice of the one crying in the wilderness. Brothers and sisters, the understanding in the Word, the insight is so precious, is so tremendous, even up to the point when Brother Branham used Revelation 10 70 times, or special subjects, when he says something. Let us take it back into the Holy Scripture, and then we see how God was leading him as the seventh messenger before the return of the Lord. Everything taking back into the right stand. Even Brother Branham referred Revelation 10. One time he referred it to Mary and to Jesus. And then he referred it to the church. Then we know exactly, if we take it back into the Bible, what he meant there when he said it like this, and what he meant here and there when he said it like this. You all know, I translated the sermons of Brother Branham since 1958. On a regular basis, I listened to them. And as long as Brother Branham was alive, there were only three cities in all the world which have heard the sermons on a regular basis. This was Sidney Jackson in South Africa and our brother in Edmonton and we here in Krefeld. But the grace to place it biblically and to get the answer, to get the answer always in the Word of God. And to preach the Word just as the Lord commanded it. Now, all these scriptures, I could have read them, but because of the word of introduction, let me read Galatians 6 to it. Galatians 6, and just emphasizing that the Lord is leading His saints, His people, he leads in a wonderful way. Galatians 6, from verse 14, we have the testimony of the Apostle Paul. Verse 14, but God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. So, experiencing it personally, that what he was preaching, namely that God was in Christ, that he reconciled the world with himself, and that he and we were crucified with him, and that henceforth no one liveth for himself now. But whether we live, we are living for the Lord. And whether we die, we are the Lord's. Brothers and sisters, what have I done all of my life? Brother Alfred Borg and Sister Anita, when was it? Yesterday or day before yesterday? We were meeting with a brother with whom we at that time, from 1952 up to 1958, in the Pentecostal church, we were together with him. After all these years, there was a conversation, and one just sees what the grace of God accomplishes in a man if he believes. In that moment, when Brother Borg and I, when we believed this message, and when we took our stand, when we made it clear, then of course, the fellowship with them who could not believe it, it was saddened. Sometime it was then at the end. And if we then remember that God was so merciful, also to all of you who you are here today, who 60, 70 years, or 20 years, or whether you are just 1 year with us, you believed the divine message. And therefore, the arm of the Lord was revealed unto you. Let us say it once again and time and again. Who can now believe as the scripture says? That's what's all about. That's important. And our Lord said, if you cannot believe that I am He, then you will die in your sin. Also, this we emphasized here, what James has written. Even the devil believes and trembles. He believes that there is one God, but he doesn't believe what God said. He twists, he questions, he doubts what God said. He sows doubts. But the faith which God has given us is the victory which has overcome the world. Really, the biblical faith. And this biblical faith is the revelation. It's revelation of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And as the Lord God has given all the instructions, and also now at the end, he is opening doors now where one would have never thought of it. Brothers and sisters, is the scripture not fulfilled before our eyes? And I'll be honest now. All can read Matthew 24. We will also do it. But let me read the next two verses from Galatians 6. Galatians 6, verse 15 and 16. Galatians 6, verse 15 and 16. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature, a new creation. And if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Then verse 16, and as many as walk according to this rule, this is the rule, the measuring rod, which was left to us, who walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy and upon the Israel of God. Just to show us quickly, brothers and sisters, that our Lord, for instance, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, he spoke about the special periods. Namely, in the same chapter, he spoke about the period at that time. And in verse 3, at the end we read, Matthew 24, verse 3, at the end, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy return and of the end of the world age? Then it was about the temple, that no stone would be left upon the other. And then we read precisely about that from verse 15 up to the remark, verse 20, pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Then verse 22, the Lord comes with this period to the end, which happened then at the time, and which reached the climax in the year 70, when the Roman general Titus came to Jerusalem, and when he destroyed the temple, and when the people of Israel were running into the mountains. And that's what our Lord said at that time was fulfilled. Then comes the next period. From verse 23 up to verse 28. And in verse 27 we read, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And then, from verse 29, the Lord speaks about that, what happens after the tribulation period. After the tribulation time. So the periods are in order, are ordered. Then it says in verse 29, immediately after the tribulation period of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give its light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. On what word does this remind us? What our Lord said here. The moon shall not give its light. The sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall be turned in blood, and the stars shall fall from heaven. Is this not the promise? Behold, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, before the rapture comes, before the tribulation comes, before the sun shall be darkened, before the moon shall be turned. Yes, it's described precisely what happens at the time. Yes. And from verse 32, a special subject, namely 32. Now, learn a parable of the fig tree. And whoever goes to Hosea chapter 9 verse 10 will find out that the Lord in the Old Testament, he compared Israel with a fig tree. And then, after the Lord completed this subject, he comes then back again to the rapture. And we read in verse
39,
and they noticed nothing. They knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the return of the Son of Man be. The first period for that time, and then comes the period what comes after the great tribulation. And then again back to that what will happen at the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. And then in verse 42, in Matthew 24, addressed to us, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord does come. So, it's just very powerful how the Lord in one chapter can say everything, the various periods, setting them forth. And today, we can look up this holy book, and wherever we read, there's revelation. We see the connections. We know where it belongs and where it must be placed. But brothers and sisters, let us also say this once again, probably in every meeting. Today it's really important. These three characteristics, that they are found in us. And when the singers were singing of the jubilation, which we'll have at the return, but also now, with unspeakable joy, we should jubilate, and we know the bridegroom is coming. He comes to fetch the bride, and the bride prepares herself, makes herself ready. All the others, they don't feel at all spoken to, and therefore we must emphasize it. He comes for them who wait for him. He comes who are ready. He comes for them who love his appearing, who are just joined with God and joined with one another. As in the Old Testament, also this we said before, this golden lampstand, which you see here, this golden lampstand, it's not a patchwork, but it's made out of one lump of gold. Nothing was added somehow there. No, everything, right and left, center, everything. You can read it up. Everything, out of this one lump. And when we then read that the church, as the sevenfold lampstand is compared, and already in Zechariah 4 we read that the oil, seven times, it comes down seven times from top of, and only then the lamps are burning. When this connection was established to God, and therefore we say time and again, the connection must not be established to the carrier of the word, but to the word directly it must be established. And this is happening in our time. If brothers refer to Brother Branham or to Brother Frank, then this is not correct. Every preacher of the word, may he refer to God and his word. For everything can be taken out of context, but by the grace of our God, we have the balance in the Word. And we know only divine love enters there. The church is not a patchwork. The church is the pillar and foundation of the truth. In the church, really, no strange doctrine may be. Nothing may be in the church. Only what is of divine origin. Only from the one fountain we can draw. And therefore, you never hear a sermon about seven thunders or about some kind of things which are preached all over. Only what can be preached from the Holy Scripture, from the Word, this is being proclaimed. Everything else we leave to God. Be honest. You didn't stop at anything. Also, if Brother Branham speaks of the 10th mission, from 1956 on, Brother Branham, up to December 1965, he spoke of the 10th vision. Yes, and it found fulfillment long time ago. Not a single word I have to tell about it. Everything what he has to say about it is enough for me. And I continue with the proclamation of the Word of God. Just finding grace. It's just grace to place everything biblically. Also the ministry of Brother Branham. But also let us say this very clearly here now. If he was told, and it is so, that the message which was entrusted to him would forerun the second coming of Christ, then it must be respected this way. Then this is not what Brother Branham invented or what Brother Frank wants to say. No, it's what the Lord personally commanded that it should take place, and it will take place, and has taken place. And therefore the man of God brought us back to God. He brought us back to the Word of God. He brought us back to the beginning. He brought us back to the original foundation of the apostles and prophets. And let us say it in every meeting. We say it also in Pakistan. We said it. There's only one single God. And this one God revealed himself to us as Father in the Son and through the Holy Spirit. There are not three eternal ones and three almighty ones and three omnipresent ones. There's only one single eternal God. And he is from eternity to eternity. And this one eternal God revealed himself to us from the beginning of time. And you all know what has happened after the opening of the seals in March 1963. All the Pentecostal churches, whether they belong to the unity, to the oneness, or to the Trinity, or whether they belong to the latter rain movement, all were drawing back. And Brother Branham had to say, when will I have the tent? When will I have the tent? When will I have the tent? The message has not come into the world at his time, but only after his going home, the message was carried out into all the world, just as the Lord ordained it. And I don't say it for my sake, but because of a divine commission should be respected. If we don't respect a divine commission, what then? It's a difficult task. Did I speak to myself? Or did the Lord give a commission which is connected to the plan of salvation, who is just as important as the ministry which the Lord God had with John the Baptist, because it was connected with the plan of salvation, connected with the calling out, connected with the separation, connected with the true teaching which has gone forth from the beginning. And therefore, this message must be proclaimed. If one even thinks on Matthew 24, verse 45 and 47, I say it in the presence of God, that these verses were spoken to me loudly, clearly. Matthew 24 was ending with me always like with the return of the Lord. I didn't know how many verses are in Matthew 24. I was never thinking about these verses. But the Lord ordained everything, and he knew everything from the beginning on, and he has given grace. The verses 45 up to 47, the Lord himself spoke to me with a very loud and clear voice, with an all-penetrating voice. He called out to me. But in the same way, also the next verses must be fulfilled. But firstly, the good seed is sown. And then there must be someone who comes after and who sows a different seed. Everything must be fulfilled. But let us say it once again, in all humbleness. Did I make these journeys for myself? Did I give my whole life for myself, or did I give it for the divine commission? Or did to follow the commandment of the Lord so that really the whole world is reached? Brothers and sisters, if we sit today in this humble building, and if we are really aware that in 172 countries our brothers and sisters are joining us online, seeing, watching, listening, experiencing, and also know about what God is doing right now. What is this? This is the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord. The Lord not only said, the gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations, he also took care of it, that it can be preached. And God opened all the doors by his grace. Let us summarize what we tried to say today with thankfulness toward the Lord. God has a plan of salvation. He has a plan of redemption, which he fulfills in our time. And that we really experience the last portion, the last period we experience together. And that we come from believing unto seeing. Paul, he also lined it out in 1 Timothy chapter 1. I was reading it recently. He was writing about it. He who placed me into his ministry. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. putting me into his ministry, not a ministry. What do we have today? God has said, God took care that the promises which he has given, he was watching over them and he fulfills them. Then Paul, in Acts chapter 20, verse 24, he could say, I declared unto you the whole counsel of God. Brothers and sisters, let us say it time and again. We found grace before God. We recognize the time and the hour and the message and the messenger. And thereby we see that we truly are not making religious politics, but we just know here God's word comes to fulfillment. And the emphasis was made, of course, children of promise, believe the word of promise and receive the spirit of promise. That, what means everything to you and me, means to others nothing. And also to those who refer to Brother Branham, if one thinks about it, that here are brothers and sisters, they traveled 1,500 kilometers from Romania. They have come. They're here. And that people who are staying 1,500 meters from here, they're staying here. They're not coming here. They are bypassing, driving by, and laughing, and have nothing but despising. Brothers and sisters, this is not easy. It's not easy. And everything is connected with pain. But let us say it. The time comes to its end. The time is running out. And the Lord said it. When you see all these things coming to pass, then you know that the end is at hand. That it's before the door. Now it's really about the church of the living God, for which the Lamb of God shed its blood to give us the redemption by his grace. And the main thing in the proclamation is Jesus Christ, the crucified one, the risen one, the one who returns, our Savior. And it's all our longing, our wish. Our wish is to be connected deeply with our Lord, to believe as and what the Scripture says, and to have part in that what God is doing right now. Just imagine, if Brother Branham would not have said, would not have been told that he should cancel the trip to Zurich, he should not go to Zurich, but that he should store in the food. And then I think about it. This he says on the 1st of April, and on the 2nd of April, the Lord says, about the storing in of the food. And then Brother Brennan says, on the 3rd of December, wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of the food. What does all the people do who refer to Brother Brennan? With the 8 witnesses who traveled to Jeffersonville from 4 countries. How many are sitting here today? Yes. Yes. From the mouth of the witness, they have heard it. What do they do? Who referred to the prophet? Prophet here, prophet there. What? Brothers and sisters, it's just grace. It's only grace. And I don't say this for my sakes. I just ask for your understanding. That you understand How much responsibility is connected with a direct divine commission, which is connected with a plan of salvation. Can you imagine it? What really touches me day and night? And one day I will have to stand before the Lord. Brothers and sisters, let us say it once again. The Lord God has given us grace.
He leads his separated church
back to the Word, back to the beginning, back to the blessings as they were at the beginning. One heart, one faith, one baptism, one Lord. Everything the Lord has given to us by His grace has done for us. And here we may be gathered under the sound of His Word. And I guarantee you, we are not hearing in vain. We are not coming in vain. One day, someday, I said it lightly, that all who made their efforts and who really spent much money for the petrol, that those who will not be ready, I should pay you the costs. But then I'm not here anymore. And therefore, I really, I say it sincerely, I claim to it. I really stand on it. Because the Lord showed it to me, that all who heard His word, all who heard His promise for this time and who believe it, that they will be part of it when the Lord returns. All of us, we have to go through trials and tests, and they will get very hard through slander, through enmity. Yes. No man has heard it yet. What is happening in our time? What kind of slander is being done? But thanks be to the Lord. Pray for them who persecute you. They don't know what they are doing. And therefore, we thank the Lord that we can preach the full gospel. And also tonight, all the newcomers, all who are here today for the first time, all who hear the first time the word, please believe it. This is the day which the Lord has made for you. And take it to heart. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. Take it to heart that the ministry of reconciliation was given to us. This is our task, to tell the people that we cannot be saved on our own ways, not in our own fashion, but really we have to enter the narrow gate which leads to life, receiving Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, so that we, and this I would like to read from Psalms 103, so that every one of us and also all the newcomers, Psalms 103, that they really pray this psalm. Namely, he speaks of forgiveness. It speaks of forgiveness and of grace and salvation. Let us stand up to it. I would like to read this psalm. Today I would like to read it with a special emphasis. I'm not a good reader, but this really touched my heart. Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Please tune in. Tune in and say, Lord, beloved Lord, give it to me. Give it to me. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. He revealed unto us his holy name. We bless and praise him. His holy name be praised. Verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Don't forget it. Forget everything else. Forget everything else. But don't forget what the Lord has done, good things in you and in all of us. And then, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and who healeth all thy diseases. We say, Amen. It has happened. It took place. And it's taking place today with us. Verse 4. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Say Amen. Amen. The crowning. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and with tender mercies. Then addressed to us elderly, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, regardless of the condition, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Verse 6. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always strive, neither will he keep his anger forever. Also for those not who are here today for the first time, who hear the call for the first time. And let us say it loudly and clearly. No one can live eternally except he has received eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us all take it to heart what is written here, what is being said here. He will not always strive. People are striving, yes, but God reconciled us with himself. John could say, Behold, this is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Today, we will give all the glory to the Lord, praising him. Giving the admonition to all, today, if you hear his voice, that we really, the Lord, who has shed his blood for us, who has given us his eternal life by his grace, and also giving us the understanding of all of the plan of salvation of our God. Brothers and sisters, the Lord, time and again he descended, he visited us, and he spoke to us through his word. The written word
has become unto us the living word, the revealed word. And we got the connection to that, what God has done. We didn't stop at that, what happened at the time of Brother Branham. It was the preparation for that, what would still take place. And we believe with all our hearts that the Lord will complete everything in our time. And by grace, we may have part in it. Are you not happy? Are you not happy that God has given us so much grace in simplicity, preaching His counsel to His people, to believe it, and to wait and to be prepared for His return. To Him, the Almighty God, be all the glory and all the praise throughout all eternity. Amen. Let us sing "Just As I Am." And if somebody would like to come for prayer to the front to consecrate his life to the Lord, please do it. Come. Bit closer. Only you. Please come a bit closer. Confidently come. Blessed and praised be the Lord, the Almighty God. He is present. And all who believe, all who believe that He fulfilled His promise and that He has sent Brother Branham, in our time, as a man sent from God, with a message of God, which will go forth before the return of the Lord. If you believe it, say Amen.
Amen.
All have heard it all over the world. You who have come to the front, also the sisters from Cape Town, and all who have consecrated their lives to the Lord today, please believe it. The Lord said it. The Lord said, "He who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out." And all who have come to him, they received forgiveness of their sins. They received healing of their bodies. They received deliverance from the power of Satan. Satan is defeated. The head of the serpent was bruised. He has lost his right forever in you. We are God's purchased possession through the blood of the Lamb. Lord, remember the covenant which you have made with us. Remember the blood which you shed for us. Remember the promise which you have given us, and give us all eternal life. Beloved Lord, we pray now together for all who have come to the front. Oh God, be merciful, touch the hearts up into the innermost parts, and as it is written, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Speak out the name of Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I come now to you. Save my soul. That's how it is written. That's how we believe it. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, and the name of the Lord is Jesus. Call upon the name of Jesus, all of you, and on the spot you will be saved and healed and delivered by the blood of the Lamb, by the power of the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Not by charismatics, but by the presence of God. The Lord is present. He saves, he heals, he delivers. He blesses. The presence of God is in this building. And all the people say, Amen. Did you believe? Did you believe with all your heart? Also, you have come. Did you all believe with all your heart? Hallelujah. Faith is the victory. Let us sing. Faith is the victory power. Thou art worthy. For all who cannot speak German, this chorus is based on Revelation chapter 5. Who is worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof? And no one was found worthy, but only one who has given his life for us. And to him we give the glory, that we may experience it, that everything what was shown in the book of Revelation, what is written there, that it was revealed to us by his grace. God is a faithful God, a true God, and to him alone be the glory throughout all eternity. We ask Brother Schmidt that he closes with us in prayer. Gracious Lord, we praise your holy name, Lord Jesus, our Lord, and we see and experience that your word accomplishes for what you are sending it for. Lord in heaven, here is the evidence that it was not only preached for a witness, but it was preached for redemption, for the glorification of thy name. Whoever calls upon your name, you have given grace also tonight, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this grace. We thank you together, Lord, that you are not speaking in vain to us, but Lord in heaven, you have given us the grace to not hearken to men, but Lord, you have spoken to us through the lips of men. We can experience it in our time. Lord God, bless each one of us who have come to the front. Bless each one who are here in the building, and bless each one who is listening now and who sees via the internet. Oh God, be merciful to all of us and give us grace, each one of us, each one, to glorify thy name. Amen. Brother Miskits, please sing with us a chorus. And all who have come to the front, I would like to shake hands with them, wishing personally God's blessing to them. All things new, all things new. It is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. Sing. This is the day. This is the time. brother. He gave me just a... I don't like it so much. There's a photo on which we are both. The Lord God, be all the praise. Be seated for one moment. Do you have still 3 minutes? Our choir leader, our beloved brother, has he still a song which he can sing with us in closing? We're just so grateful with all our hearts. No one is in a hurry. No one is in a hurry. Just being grateful and again grateful. You all see the choir is being called and the singers are coming. Praise and thanks be unto our God. Hallelujah. We all tune in. We all tune in. Praise and thanks be unto our Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
It is already. The faith is already the victory power. Not will be. The faith is the victory power. Another song? Very nice. Amen. We all tune in. Say amen to it. And now we ask Brother Didier to come, and we all stand up to pray with us. Brother Arben, bring Brother Didier with you so that we can thank the Lord together.
Seigneur bien-aimé,
beloved Lord,
May your name be exalted. We come to you with great thankfulness. We have come with an open heart to hear what you have to say to us. And you spoke to us in a mighty way. Your word, which came forth from thy mouth, has brought forth much fruit today. We can go from this place not as we have come. We have been transformed, just as you said it to us today, because only perfect love enters there, and you poured out your love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We love those who hate us, and we are looking up to you, because you are faithful. You have given the promise. You will fulfill it. Lord Almighty God, we have perfect trust in you. We have raised our hands, for our redemption is drawing near. The hour is far spent, and we love your appearing, and we are waiting for your return. And you prepared us by your word. Praise, honor, and glory be to you. Bless your people, bless your servant, and keep us on the right track until you come again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please take it with you forever. Take heed to the word so that you understand the revelation correctly. Give heed to the word so that you understand the revelation precisely. If we give heed to the word, then we will understand every revelation which Brother Branham received from God. And we will place it back into the word. Now the chorus, praise, honor, and glory. Amen.